December 13th, David Ring.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
David has shared his story of hope with more than 100,000 people a year for nearly 45 years. He speaks at high schools, colleges, military bases, hospitals, churches, and corporations. He and his wife, Karen, have 4 children and 2 grandchildren. His life has not been easy, but it has been full and productive. David says, "God took my greatest liability and made it my greatest asset." Here's how it happened.
Sometimes we throw away broken things, but God treasures them and puts them to work. The new kid just kept walking, if you could call it that. Even watching him walk up to the bus stop was painful. He was hunched over so far that he looked like a question mark missing its dot. It was as if David Ring were dragging his cerebral palsy-racked body against its will, towing the weight of the world behind it. Other kids were a little freaked out. They would say things like, "What's wrong with him? Is he some kind of retard or something? Hey, retard, can't you walk straight? What's the matter? Retard got your tongue?" David was angry at the world and angry at God. He declared war on life and everyone around him. As he staggered down the hall towards his next class, another student followed him, imitated his slurred speech and his stumbling walk. Everybody laughed. David entered the classroom, and his English teacher asked if he had his homework. David said, "No, I ate it." She corrected him, "You mean your dog ate it?" He replied, "No, I mean I ate it before you would have a chance to eat it." David didn't want to live anymore. Taking his seat, he thought, "Just another day of torment, the same as yesterday and all the days before that." He just wanted it to end. When David got home, his older sister asked, "David, why don't you go to church with me tonight? You know that God loves you?" He started to ignore her, but this time he decided to go. David stumbled into church that evening and took a seat in the back. He figured he would just put in his time and leave. And that night, Jesus changed David's life forever. But the next morning, in David's body, a new person walked into school. Going down the hall, David didn't walk any more smoothly, but he was all smiles and said hi to everyone. His classmates didn't even know who he was. After school, his psychology teacher reached out to him. "David, what happened to you?" David poured out his heart and told her what had happened. She then told David that everyone needed to hear his story. She told him, "What this world does not need is another person who sounds like everyone else." And in time, David became more confident and was ready to tell a story. Miss Myers arranged for a voluntary all-school assembly. She posted flyers that read, "Come see the boy born dead." When the day of the assembly finally arrived, students and teachers came voluntarily to listen to someone speak to them. David could feel the silence. He got out of his seat and limped to the podium. As he took his first step, the gym erupted in cheering and clapping. He was overwhelmed. They were all there, the same kids who had been tormenting him every day. But after that day, his new smile brightened the hallways. The kids had started to get to finally know him. He had become the most popular boy in school. At the podium, he waited for the roar to end. Then he began his speech. I was born to lose. I was born dead. When I was born, I was a stillborn baby. I was a dead baby. I was a blue baby. They put my body on a table in the corner and left me for dead for 18 minutes. But it's not over until God says it's over. One night, I went to church. I didn't want to go to church. I'd been to church, and I knew God didn't love me. If God loved me, why did God take away Mama? Why is God picking on me? God didn't even like me. But that night, I found out that God does love me and has a wonderful plan for my life. I'm not okay, but that's okay. God loves me just the way I am. David paused. We throw away broken things, but God doesn't. God uses broken things. God saw a dead baby, and God brought that dead baby to life. And if I can live, I promise you that you can too. I have cerebral palsy. What's your struggle? Deuteronomy 31, 6 and 8 says, "Be strong and bold. Have no fear or dread of them, because it is the Lord your God who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed." When you feel broken, what's your plan for discovering the opportunity God is setting before you? Sometimes we throw away broken things, but God treasures them and puts them to work.
Hello, men. It's December 13th, David Ring. This is Greg Books coming to you from beautiful Wheat Ridge, Colorado. In the background is the Lutheran Hospital campus where my dad just made another miraculous recovery, and I can attest that it isn't over until God says it's over. Don't you just love this story? And can't you just imagine what happened to David that night that he went to church and was filled with the Holy Spirit? The next day he was a changed man, and God's worked through him ever since to minister to, by my account, about 4.5 million people. God can work miracles at any time, but he does seem to prefer to work through our brokenness to perfect his power. And I would just encourage all of us today to seek that Holy Spirit in our lives and make sure we're fulfilling our mission here. And if you see somebody, like his teacher did, that needs to have their story put forward, please encourage them to do so. Blessings.